If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Hey guys, today I'm going to talk to you about the three insights into growing your design business. Now, I think these principles can be applied to any kind of creative business. So if you're in a different industry, hopefully this will be helpful to you, that you'll really enjoy it, and that we can give you something that will really help you as you're moving forward so that you can grow your business. And by the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can go listen on my podcast at the Make and Design Podcast with Karina Gardner. And if you're the opposite, if you're listening on my podcast, if you ever want to watch or be able to actually see me talking, then you need to come over to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Karina Gardner, and make sure and subscribe to both, you guys, so that you can keep getting all of this awesome free content. My goal is to help you in your design business so that you can propel yourself forward. All right, here we go. These three insights I think are super valuable. And the first one is whatever we value is what we do. Now, let's give you an example of that. So I was thinking about this in my own business. What I value. So one of the things I value is actually my time, right? And because I very much value time, I've decided that designers aren't 100% valuing their time, because so very often they're doing things like searching for tutorials on the internet, looking for this, that, and the other, instead of just like, you know, paying to get themselves to the next place. So for me, I value time. So how does that end up? Like, what are the action steps that end up in that space? So in my design business, I remember when I started getting a lot of customer service questions. So a lot of my products, we have to build, they're 3D, you have to figure out how to put it together. Or maybe the file is such that you're like, I wonder how I would use this. Anyway, I started getting those kinds of questions. Like, I can't quite figure out how to put together this piece, or I'm not sure how this works together. So there were some of those questions, and I started getting a lot of them. And I thought, how do I prevent this in the future? And so I started doing tutorials on my blog. I started doing a ton of videos. And if you're on my YouTube channel, you'll see there's tons of silhouette videos and fabric videos. People are asking, how do I use this fabric? So I started making quilts. So I really started showing people how in my design business, I was helping people. And what I was doing was preventative. So that meant, and to this day, you guys, I have very little customer service in my design business. And the reason is because even if we get someone who asks a question, we can point them directly to the correct video so that they know exactly how to do it. And I think video is great. So that's one good example of that. I also think, you know, in Design Suite in particular, especially in our Accelerated Designer Workshop. So if you haven't been to an Accelerated Designer Workshop, now it's an all access, like 12 hours of content, and you can go check that out on my site at karinagardnercourses.com. I talk about the design process, and most designers very much value the beginning stages of the design process in our design businesses. We want to spend all of our time designing. Like, when I say all of our time, you guys know I believe in designing a lot. Like, when I say all of our time, I mean like no production, no uploads, like no, like they're spending all their time in design work. If this is you and you're not spending time in the bottom end of the process, which if you want to learn more about that process, please join me in an accelerated workshop. Just know you value the design time. That's probably why you got into this, because most of us really love that creative time. And that is actually causing you a few issues because you're not doing the full design process. You're really focusing on only one piece. When I say design every day, I mean the full design process. I don't mean just design. Like, you have to be doing the full process in order to be making money in your business, okay? So if you value just the creative piece of it, or you value it the very, very most, what happens is you spend all of your time on that instead of the other pieces of your business that actually make you move forward, okay? So really pay attention to what you value. That's what you're putting your time into, okay? Number two is that our daily actions drive our results. Now, what do I mean by that? I actually use, you guys know this if you've been on been around for any amount of time, I use Megan Sumrall's planning system. I really, really like it. And I even have a class with her called Time Management for Creatives that you can check out at some point if you would like. But I really believe that the things that we choose to do every single day show our results 6 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, 15 years from now. Like, the things we choose to do today, those are the things that show results. So are you choosing the right things to do today? Are you spending your time on the correct activities? I actually just was listening in on some kind of coaching. I can't even remember what it was, but the coach, it was like a business coaching thing. The coach said, well, what have you done to, like, you know, move the needle in your business so that you can make money? And the person on the other end said, she was like, I did a blog post. And the person was like, you did a blog post? She was like, yeah, I did a blog post. She was like, is that going to sell you anything? Yeah, like, eventually. Like, this person was spending all of their business time on these passive ways of building audience instead of the thing that today was going to get them the results that they needed very, very soon. And so writing a blog post today is not going to get you where you need to go. If you're a designer, writing a blog post today is not going to get you where you need to go. You might be like, but Karina, I want to talk to them about design. All the things. No, it's not going to help you. The thing that's going to help you today is to design and do the entire design process so that you can make money. That's it. And then if you want to do things like preventative, which I really believe in, so you give education along with your design work, or you show, like, you do the sales part of your design work, right? Which is showing your product and how it can be used, which is exactly what we do in Ink Club. Like, if you haven't seen what we're doing in Ink Club, oh my gosh, go check it out. We're on an app now, so all you have to do is go on your phone and put in Ink Club and you'll find us. But we're giving these big bundles of products, and instead we're just showing you how we're using it so you can be inspired to use it. That's what I'm talking about. That's the sales part of your design business, okay? If you're not doing those things, instead you're spending all your time on these, like, you guys, social media, that will not get you the results you really, really want soon. It just won't. So it's like, so many people are concentrating on these things that won't bring them results quickly, or even in a year, right? Social media sometimes takes, oh gosh, an awful lot of time to make you do the thing you want to do. And the thing is, you're not audience building. If you've been to a design bootcamp, you hear me talk about, you are not audience building. You're a designer. You're working a design shift. So your strategy has to be so different than an influencer. It's like night and day different, okay? All right, so second was, our daily activities drive results. Number three, this one is hard and nobody likes it, but that is, transformation is required in order to meet real growth. So one of the problems when we're designing all by ourselves, and most of us are, we're designing by ourselves. I've been designing for years, like, in my own little corner, right? But the moment I started reaching out and kind of figuring out next steps, that's when I made that transformational growth. And we can either choose transformation by joining a program, joining a class, figuring out new workshops we can go to, like, giving ourselves education. So that's like force change. Or we can sit still and hope that transformation is going to happen to us. And what I find is that it just rarely does. Like, we have to actually be actively engaging to find that kind of transformation, because all real growth happens when we're really pushing ourselves to the next level. And sometimes that's not fun, and sometimes that is not pretty. But always, there are usually aha moments and some good self-awareness about our design business and what we're doing so that we can make those changes, okay? What do you guys think of those three? I think they're really helpful. That's why I brought them here to you. And hopefully you've had some aha moments about your current design business. And I want to end with this. If you have found the content on my YouTube channel and my podcast very helpful to you, guys, this is free. It's 100% free. Like, I do this content for free. Can you imagine what happens when you actually come into one of my programs? Think on that for a second. Everything you're getting here for free, and here's the thing, all the real good content, it happens behind a paywall. And I've told you guys this before. I've seen it in every mastermind I've ever joined. I've seen it in any courses I've joined. All the good information, the really good information, the stuff that really changes your life, it happens in a program. Okay. So hopefully that this episode drove you to be like, what can I do to change? What can I do to make myself better? And also thinking about your daily activities so that you can change and create better results for yourself. I appreciate you so much. I love having you here. Be sure to subscribe to either my podcast or my YouTube channel, because I love having you here. Love talking to you about design, because it's an important part of my life, even more than my design classes. You know, I do this because I'm a designer first and foremost, and I have walked this path before, and I want to make sure that you can see that not only is the path walkable and doable, but it is profitable and it can be very fun as well. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.